Oklahoma House committees advanced legislation this week that would accomplish public education policy changes Governor Kevin Stitt pushed in his State of the State address. House Bill 2078 would change the statewide funding formula so initial allocations are based on districts' average weighted attendance from the preceding school year rather than letting them use the higher of the past 2 years. Rep. Kyle Hilbert, Republican of Bristow, says the intent is funding schools for the students they actually have.
Who's going to get hit the hardest from this change in law? It's going to be Epic. I mean, that's the school district specifically and other online virtual charter schools, because, I mean, we've seen their enrollment at all those schools grow a lot during the pandemic.
Several Republican officials have adopted the term ghost students to describe public schools getting state funding for students that no longer attend, borrowing it from a criminal investigation of Epic Charter Schools. In Epic's case, the term describes students the school enrolled but didn't teach, allegedly to inflate its enrollment to receive additional funding it wasn't entitled to. The proposed funding formula change has not been welcomed by education groups in the state. They say districts need certainty to plan their budgets, and the change could make annual revenue much more volatile. Cooperative Council for Oklahoma School Administration Executive Director Dr. Pam Deering was recently on the Oklahoma Education Association's Fried Okra podcast. Asked about the funding formula and potential changes, she said CACOSA has been and remains open to looking at improvements to the formula, but now is not the time to tweak it.
I'll just be very frank. In a pandemic, you don't make these kinds of changes that will shift and redistribute money.
Hilbert's bill also raises the cap on the general revenue fund carryover districts are allowed and waives fees for exceeding it the next 2 years. It passed the House Appropriations and Budget Committee on a 25-7 vote Thursday. House Bill 2074 passed out of the Common Education Committee 11-3 on Tuesday. It would allow students up to 2 transfers per school year outside their district of residence, subject to capacity limits. School boards could also deny a student's transfer request based on chronic absenteeism or disciplinary problems. Rep. Brad Bowles, Republican of Marlow, acknowledged the open transfer policy is more advantageous for families willing and able to drive their kids to school.
But I think we're really cutting down a lot of the have and have-nots, because now the have-nots that can't afford to sell their house and move to another school that they want to go to can actually transfer.
In a discussion related to the bill later in the week, Rep. Monroe Nichols, Democrat of Tulsa, said an open transfer policy opens the possibility high-achieving students will be pulled out of schools deemed to be failing.
That leaves a share of kids there whose families have those social determinants that oftentimes are driving those educational outcomes, not necessarily the quality of the school. Don't you make it tougher then for those schools to be able to turn the corner, right?
House Bill 2074 would also require districts to make monthly reports on the number of transfer students they have and the number they can accept. The State Department of Education would have to publish that information on its website. School districts would also have to make annual reports on transfer requests and denials. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.